Previously on Algoa FM.
Today, as we celebrate Heritage Day in South Africa, we're honored to have a true legend with us on the line this morning.
Oh, yeah.
A man whose name is synonymous with hearts and soul of South African music, Sipho Hotsticks Mabuza. His career has spanned decades, influencing us, influencing generations of musicians and audiences alike. Sipho's music has not only entertained, but also served as a soundtrack to pivotal moments in our history of South Africa. And what a privilege it is on Heritage Day to be joined, unfortunately not in the studio.
Sadly.
I know, but he's on the line. Sipho, good morning.
Good morning, guys. You should see me jumping up and down there with
I was just about to ask, Sipho. I was just about to say, you know, if you had a penny for every time you'd heard an intro like that and being called a legend and an icon, you would be, I suppose, at Elon Musk status by this point, because that's how you're introduced all the time. And I was just wondering, what is happening on the other side of the line? Are you rolling your eyes or do you still get excited?
I'm jumping up and down the bed, as you can imagine.
Jumping up and down the bed. This man's still in bed.
Are you? Have you not been for your morning walk yet? What's going on?
No. I was waiting for this conversation. This was more important than the walk. The walk I can always do. Yeah.
So, Butsipo, I'm going.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning to your listeners as well. And thank you so much for this privilege.
Oh, it's absolutely an honor for us. And I was going to say, I'm going to wish you a happy Heritage Day in my home language, which is Isixhosa. And these chaps that I'm with have no idea what I'm saying. They are clueless.
You want to translate? Translate for us, please.
You'll be surprised as to what you might have to say in English.
Exactly. I mean, my first question, I've said to you, right? I am Ndingumxhosa, Ndingumamtshilibe. What is your heritage, Butsipho?
Okay. You know, to be honest, I always first subscribe to my Africanness before anything else. While I appreciate I don't want to use the word tribal, you know, but I know a lot of people would always be identifying themselves with who they are from. Basically, I am Motswana. My father, now, I always say to people, I have Khoi blood in me because my grandmother, my father's mother, was of the Khoi descent, right? And my grandmother, from my mother's side, was of Swazi descent. So I had all this. My mother was Zulu from Mbeles, and so from Shaka, generals and so on. So how do I then identify my heritage, other than to say I am pure African? I am an African.
Yo, that is strong. That's lovely. Beautiful, though. Very strong. Let's talk about music. And how do you think the South African music industry has evolved since you've started? And what role do you see yourself playing in the future of music?
You know, South African music has been in a roller coaster of... it's always been a journey that doesn't seem to have an end in sight. For someone like me, who's always on a creative spaces, I always have to navigate my way around creating new ideas and thought into music and find influences from other sources. For instance, I have a track called Tababusiwe. Now, a lot of people are only realizing that song was inspired by, strange enough, 200 years of the founder of the Basotho people. Now, I use an instrument called the lisiba, and Tababusiwe is a reference to that. But music for me has been a journey. I probably, that has kept me going for for as long as I have been in. And the South African music landscape, obviously, because of the diversity of the people and of who we are, has always found its little corners everywhere. We cannot even claim to say that we have a distinct South African sound, because South African music is varied at all levels.
Sipho, looking back at your musical journey, what challenges have you faced as a South African artist, and how did you overcome those challenges?
Well, we should always remember that before there was the system of apartheid, which, you know, sort of inhibited people from advancing themselves in any way, in particular Africans. We know we could not do things the way we would have wanted to. We could not achieve. We could not perform at certain venues, and the performance spaces were horrendous. But nonetheless, we didn't know better, because we could not see what was on the other side until the new dispensation. Suddenly, when we discovered that there had been venues that was earmarked and created for a certain group of people, that was a disheartening moment. However, we were encouraged by the fact that all of us now can share the great spaces and so on. It was difficult to travel from one province to the other. It was difficult to go from one town to the other, because we could not sleep at hotels. We always have to find ourselves staying in people's houses so that we can be in a position to perform. So those experiences obviously strengthened us. They gave us strength to advance and fight for the liberation of this country so that things can be better for the younger generation in future.
And one such house, Putsipho, being 46 Mendy Road right here in New Brighton.
Yes,
you've spent many absolutely a night there.
Absolutely. I will always remember that, because, you know, we stayed at some of the most wonderful people's homes. I always remember the account, you know, and the dad, for instance, you know. And for us, it was one of those moments that, you know, irrespective of how those restrictions were created, we were able to celebrate with the people of, you know,
Yes. So just to end off, I've got one last question, a very light one, but I also wanted to tell you that I recently saw you. I watched the Sarafina movie on Netflix, and yes, they had at the end, they had the behind the scenes. They interviewed people who had attended the premiere of the movie, and it was so surprising to see a very young Sipho Hotsticks Mabuse being interviewed alongside Nelson Mandela back in 1992. my question, Putsipho, is so very lighthearted. We were chatting earlier on about slogans for South Africa. If we were to rework the South African slogan, if you remember a few years ago, it was Alive with Possibilities. Now I think it's called what? What is it?
We forgot.
Inspiring new ways. That's the new one.
Yeah.
And I was just looking at your catalogue, which obviously spans decades. And, you know, because we're a country of cultural richness and it's a diverse tapestry, and we've got stories that connect us that are very funny and sometimes very sad and sometimes very hard. I was just wondering, if you had to choose a title from one of your songs to be the South African tourism slogan at the moment, would it be anything from Burnout? Or would it be Shikisha? Or would it be Aphrodisia? Or would it be Welcome? Or would it be Jive Soweto? Which one? There's Party, there's Set Me Free, there's tons. Which title would you choose as South African
Jive
slogan?
Jive Soweto without the gap.
Jive Soweto.
Oh, nice. Yeah. And you Jive insert Soweto. Welcome in there as well.
Yes, yes.
Jive Soweto.
Listen,
you know, I think it's very important to say that Jive Soweto is nearly a reference, but in essence, so it just signifies a plethora of townships. So we're to be one of them, and you know, New Brighton being one of them. You should change that name actually from New Brighton to something else. Mm. So that
so Mdanzane, for instance.
Mdanzane, Kajaloke. You know, so that's nearly the proper significance for me. Because when you say Jad, you're referencing it to township. So Jad Soweto would definitely be most acceptable for me.
Sipo, it is Heritage Day today. How will you be celebrating today? What are you doing? What are you up to?
The most interesting thing, my daughter is coming to visit me with her twin son. And for me, that's the most pleasant thing that all my grandchildren are going to be here with me.
Yeah. Is there going to be a fire lit at all? Or are we making a pot? Or what are we doing?
I don't know. I'm never that kind that always go into these bride things. I think my work ethic has always curtailed me from all these mundane things that people would I consider them frivolous.
Well, Putsipo, a very quick message coming through from a listener, Lynn. She says, "Oh my word, Sipo Hot Sticks takes me straight back to my Maritzburg varsity days in the early 80s. Love you, Sipo." She says, that's Lynn Lupka right here in Algoa country.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you, Lynn. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Such a special conversation, such a special gentleman, and we could chat to you for hours and hours and hours, but we just don't have the time. So, once again, happy Heritage Day, and thank you so much for taking our call this morning.
For the little time that we've spoken, how many people we've spoken to, that is the most important thing that we should always consider.
Yeah. Oh, strong message. Thank you for leaving us. We'll leave it right there. Sipo Mabuza, thank you for joining us on Algo FM Breakfast. Enjoy the day with the little ones, all right?
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Ciao.
Algo FM Breakfast is the business.